Thanks for joining us, Mindy.
Thanks so much for having me.
So why isn't the PRISM system working?
Well, I guess jailing's failing in a whole range of different ways, and some of them you mentioned in your intro there. We know that it's not working in terms of keeping the community safe as a starting point. So we know that the vast majority of people who leave prison wind up back there within 2 years, so more than 50%, that number goes up. The more times you go to prison, the more likely you are to go back. So prison itself is actually what you'd call criminogenic. It makes you more likely, not less likely, to keep getting sucked into the criminal justice system. It also doesn't work in terms of deterrence. So the threat of harsh punishment, the threat of harsh sentences, or the threat of imprisonment doesn't work in either a general sort of population sense. That is, it doesn't prevent the majority of people from committing crime, and the reason for that is most crime is committed in quite desperate and chaotic circumstances, and people aren't weighing up whether or not, you know, they're going to go to prison at the time that they're desperate to sort of get money for drugs. The second thing is that people, all of us, you know, have a capacity to become extremely sort of adapted to whatever the environment is that we spend a lot of time in. And so people who have been to prison, although nobody wants to go to prison, and most people that go to prison very much want to have a life on the outside, the reality is that the more times you go to prison, the less frightening it becomes. So it doesn't work as a deterrent for people that have experienced a lot of incarceration. And it certainly doesn't work in terms of this idea of rehabilitation. So there's a whole range of reasons why that is. But I guess as a starting point, you know, the reality is that the majority of people in prison aren't broken. They aren't needing rehabilitation to fix themselves. They're needing sort of access to a whole range of supports and opportunities that often they don't have access to. And that certainly doesn't sort of get shifted by spending any time in prison. The other issue is that, you know, even if somebody really could, say, benefit from an anger management program or a program that's going to address impulsivity, if that's been sort of an issue in terms of any kinds of offending, what we also know from the research is that training people for freedom whilst holding them captive is ultimately unsuccessful. We need programs that exist in the community in which people are going to be living. And almost everybody that we lock up in Australia gets out. We've got very, very few people that are in there for their whole lives. So we actually need to be thinking about, you know, what do we want things to be like when people walk out the prison gates?
And so how much money is prison costing society?
Heaps, I guess. It's about $3.6 billion just on the operate, like across Australia, and just in terms of the operating costs.
Wow.
But then billions more in terms of expansion and in terms of kind of increasing capacity as the prisoner population increases. So it's a wild amount of money for something that doesn't work. You know, if we spent sort of a comparable, you know, if we had comparable outcomes, say, with our school system, if people were leaving school, you know, without having achieved any of the things that education was supposed to achieve, then we would be up in arms about it. And I guess that, you know, there is a growing awareness, I think, in Australia that we're spending an incredible amount of money on a system that is ultimately actually making things worse rather than better in terms of community safety. So it's hugely expensive for some, you know, to keep somebody in a maximum security institution. It's around $300 a day for a young person. It's around $500 to $600 a day more in some jurisdictions. So it's a crazily expensive way to respond to situations which often actually should be responded to in the community.
And so what are the most effective alternatives to prison, and why are they working so well?
Well, the sort of the way to break cycles of incarceration is to build supports and to build community. So effective alternatives include things like First Nations-led community programs that are culturally safe and that are really attentive to the needs of people that have experienced not just imprisonment, but often whole lifetimes of trauma and intergenerational trauma. We also know that there's a whole range of diversionary options at the point, like prior to incarceration, say in the form of specialist courts, where rather than sentencing somebody to a period of imprisonment, you know, they're instead supported to attend, say, a drug and alcohol treatment program or a mental health program. We also know that there are incredibly successful programs for people who are leaving prison, you know, people that have spent, again, lifetimes in and out of the system, that really are based on a very intensive relational form of case management where somebody works with somebody prior to release for a few months at least, and then for a long period of time, sometimes years post-release to really support that person to build a life in the community. So I guess that there's a whole range of things that work at different touch points in the justice system. It's never too late to put something in place to build a pathway out. But the reality at the moment is that those programs are incredibly underfunded, incredibly difficult to access. So it's often just a matter of luck if somebody happens to come across a program that's likely to assist them to kind of get out of the criminal justice system. And at the moment, unfortunately, you know, people with really complex disabilities, with complex mental health concerns, with long histories of disadvantage, end up being managed in the justice system rather than actually receiving the supports that they need in the community.
So what's the attitude of the general public to these alternatives when they've been in place? Do people feel safe?
Look, I think that generally speaking, it's one of those areas we've done actually a bit of market research around where people are at in terms of their understanding of the criminal justice system, their understanding of prison. And what I guess we know is that people don't know about this stuff. Like they often, you know, people are very shocked when they hear about how expensive prison is, very shocked when they hear about how many people return to prison, very shocked to hear that often people leave prison, 50% of people leave prison into homelessness. So I think that there's a lot of work, though, to do in terms of bringing the public along in terms of understanding who it is that goes to prison so that, you know, our prisons aren't filled with the kinds of people that you see, you know, on sort of the telly, and that's not the majority of people that go to prison. But also people, I guess, need, you know, we need to sort of really, I guess, raise awareness of the failure of imprisonment in terms of its capacity to actually make the community any safer. And so I think when people learn about alternatives and when they learn about the success of alternatives, of course, there's a lot of support. But at the moment, there's just not a lot of awareness of those other kind of options or those other ways of responding to breaches of the social order. And I think that that's, you know, a large part of the work that I'm trying to do and the Justice Reform Initiative is trying to do is to sort of bring awareness to a range of different ways of doing things.
Such a good insight. Thanks so much for coming on the show, Mindy.
Such a pleasure. Thanks so much for having me.